Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping well with the virus and usefulness of Jesus.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Robert Riley coming to you today. And we are glad to be able to come to you and talk to you today. It's a beautiful day that God has made. And we are... If my wife leave me alone, we'll start a little prayer here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for waking us up this morning.
Yes.
We want to thank you. Thank you, thank you. For the love. Just love you. Love you. We can't never say that enough, that we love you.
Can't say it enough.
And we know that you love us.
Oh, thank you for not really.
And we want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us be able to be here to do this broadcast today. To spread your word. From ear to ear, all over the viewing area or the listening area.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. And we feel so honored to be able to read your word. And it's just a joy. It's just a joy to be able to just talk about you.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It looks like today we're going to be doing
a couple of different things.
Walk. Faith, spirit, five.
Yes, five or six. I have to go back in the studio and look.
Eight.
Where we at?
Are you heaven bound?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
we want to make sure that everybody gets it.
Yes.
You know, we try not to. I try to go to a new topic, put in my heart to stay on this topic. So since the Lord put it in my heart, I have to be obedient to what he says. Because he's my boss. And if he says stay, then we have to stay. We're just happy that to do what he told us to do. So, walking in faith, please. We want everybody to be heaven bound. And we're going to go with the scripture, Hebrews 11:1. Number one, I usually have posted, but it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And people know verse 2 and 3, for by it, the elders obtained a good report through faith. We understand that the world which was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And you guys know from being with us these last times, that's my tongue twister. And we just want to talk about that a little bit more. Because God sent Jesus down here to die for us. you know, God loves us so much that Jesus has come down here for us, because he did not want not one of us to perish, not one go to hell. And he loved us just that much that he came down, gave us his throne and glory to come down here to earth and be with his children and walk amongst us and then to die for us. You know, we were condemned to hell. Especially if you wasn't a Jewish person. You know, we were not a part of the original call. We were adopted, you know. So, with that, he wanted us all to stay. So he came and made it possible with his death and his resurrection for us to be able to be a part of the heavenly kingdom. That's why our question to you is, are you heavenly now? And what does it mean to heaven now?
That's a tough question. Off the top of my head, I would say, you sure don't show it.
I want to know that Jesus is able to say to me, well done, you know, my good and faithful servant. So that's all we are here to do. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And what that really means is that if before you gave your life to Christ, you were hanging at the club, ooh, that wind is kicking off. That means that you shouldn't be hanging at the club no more. Because that's supposed to be the habit. Because when Jesus comes in and cleans up, he don't clean you halfway up. The reason it takes some of us so long, as we say, to get delivered is to be able to accept it all. Jesus is doing it in one life. But we don't accept it all. Some of us, we get it, and we got it the first time, and we don't ever look back. There's others who might take two times. No, they bit off a little bit, but not a race for the rest. And then a whole lot longer, because they can only get it in little bitty pieces. But this is back to faith. We're going to build your faith because we want you to receive it in one lot. One lot. Because tomorrow is not promised to you. You know, so all you have to do is trust in Jesus. Know that God sent him down here for you. You know, when he sent him down here, he died. He walked the earth for 33 and a half years. Then he gave his life up that we may live. And in doing that, on the third day, God raised him up from the dead. So the grave couldn't hold him. Oh, the devil thought it was done. They got us all power in their sin. And because of that, because he was raised on that third day, he conquered death.
Stop condemning your kids to death. You know, you really You're really speaking.
Yep.
You're speaking.
Yes.
Those crazy, ill spirits into his life.
Yes, you are.
You know, ain't no sister graving on Susie or James or nobody else out there. You do.
He's doing it.
You know, you are speaking that in your child's life.
There's some things that we don't even allow grandkids to pray about. When it comes to working, No, you watch what you say, because life and death is in the power of your tongue. You know, it's simple. You know, when you, like I said, when you tell your child, you will be just like your day, no good. You speak it into your child's life. You know, I tell my I tell my grandson, what is it you want to be? We will speak this every day. You know, I pray and we call him to be the things of God, the things that God said they're supposed to be. God says we have dominion. So God says we're supposed to have holiness and godliness. You know, we are like Christ. If we are like Christ, then we should have the Holy Ghost boldness. You know, we should be fruitful. We're supposed to be able to tell the tree, tell the fruit. Tell the tree by the fruit is there. Woo! Today, my tongue, I call it to come to life.
And you know, look, me.
Oh, man.
You know, me. You know, what Alan gave away to devil with that God went down there and took back.
Woo!
For me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, as head of your household, a man of the house, in your home, and it be what you speak, you have that authority.
Not the woman.
You know, you have that authority.
Meaning,
Means
that I'm not over him. You know, he is the head intercessor in his house. He is the head. I'm under him. And the only person over him is our Heavenly Father. You know, so we have to know our place. You know, I'm not over to tell him what he can and can't say to the children and how he can and cannot punish them. No, that's
it don't matter who children if they're in the household. In the house.
Hey.
If they are in the house,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're supposed to be the man of the house.
But we don't know our right to place because that's one of our problems.
And Mama, you know, look, John, those folks be telling you what he's been to do and what he's been to do with, or what you have done to him. You know,
Jesus.
You know, we got this thing twisted.
Yes,
you know, and please, God is not pleased.
He's not pleased. Just like you don't be pleased when you see your grandchildren doing stuff that your kids are getting away with.
Or you see your kids doing stuff.
No, and he's not pleased.
You know.
God, we're made in his image.
He hurt just like he hurt.
We're made in his image. So if we're made in his image, and we got the mind of Christ, and we hurt, you think God don't hurt? You know, it still gets me back in Genesis when the world got so wicked, God said, I repent these wicked people. You know, he loves us. He wants us back for us. He
of me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds upon it. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Meaning, the salvation platform is laid out. We are for the witness of other people. Commission that Jesus left us with, not the apostles. Jesus said out of his mouth, all power is given to me in heaven. Therefore, go ye and preach to all nations. That has been in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, he told us to go there. And, you know, he told us to do this. Until he came back. And he said he would be with us. Foundation that we are supposed to follow. But we are supposed to be laying the same foundation. We're supposed to be building upon it. It shouldn't be, well, this is a brick house. And the foundation for this brick house is brick. To keep it sturdy. And he should come in with straw. Want to remake the bricks. You don't need to relay the foundation. You need to build upon it. We don't need you to tear the church down and rebuild it. Because the church is Jesus. It's us. We don't need you to rebuild. We need you to not tear down, but to build upon. You know, so therefore, the foundation is here. You don't need to tear it down. You need to build upon it. That means you get in the Word, you're reading, you're studying, you're testifying, witnesses. You know, you're getting the Word of Jesus out there. Don't mean that you're not going to preach on sermon. That's not what it means. What it means is that you can be able to approach yourself. And somebody has to be standing next to you, and you just simply say, God is so good. I notice that. I'm going to say, eight times I see it. If you say, God is so good to somebody, they're going to reply with all the time, or if he's showing up here, or they're going to witness back to you. And if you do it, often enough, you will start to have conversations, and y'all start testifying to one another about what it has done in your life. Because you don't know what your testimony is going to do for somebody else. So there's been many times when I have testified somebody and that was exactly what they needed. They was going through that. So, you know, don't ever think that you are not important. Your little input is not sufficient, because it is. I don't care how small or how minute it may be, it's significant. Because we all got a part to say. You know, in the Bible, it talks about this. The Bible talks about the fact that we're all part of the body of Christ. And just because you're not the head, does not mean you are not important, because that toe is just as important as the leg is. The leg is just as important as the ears. Because we all have a part to play. So, right wherever you are in this body, stop patient and let it grow. Don't try to break it down and restart. You don't need to do that. Because Jesus moved right where you are, so he can minister to you. You know, he sent the Holy Spirit in, and the Holy Spirit ministers to you. But you gotta open up your ears, your spiritual ears, to hear. Because he's sitting there making a special voice. He's sitting there trying to lead God and direct you. You have to be willing and cooperative.
you know, until you're going to have to realize that getting up on Sunday morning and going to church, it don't give you a ticket to go out Saturday night and do anything.
Ooh,
or go out Sunday night. You go out Saturday night and you do it, and then you say, well, I'll get up tomorrow morning going to church. And it's
Could you get that?
Get that out of your head. Stop thinking like that. And realize that that building that you go to, where you go to get to other people to worship God, but you realize that the church is in you.
Amen.
You can't leave the church and go do anything because you had a church with you. It's in you.
8:9 But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's what they're saying. No, and
you can't leave the church.
You can't.
You can't. Oh, I'm going to do this tonight. I go to church tomorrow and I pray. Whatever you do tonight, you done did your church.
I want to tell you that we love you. And know that Jesus loves you and he's always there knocking on your door, always inviting you, always knocking and hoping, praying and making an intercession that you would give him permission to come in, lead, guide, and direct you. And if you don't have a personal relationship with him, and you would like to have a personal relationship with him, and you don't know where to start, or if you've fallen down and you ain't sure how to get back up, if you're in a backsliding condition, whatever situation that you may be in, know that Jesus don't care. All he wants is to help you back up. He don't care about what you did. All he wants to do is ask for repentance, forgive you of your sin. Believe in your heart that he came down from heaven to die for our sins, and that upon his death, God raised him the third day, and that he rose all power in his hand. And you can confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, forgiveness of your sins, and therefore you saved. That's all you need to do. And then walk in it.
And
walk
in
your salvation.
And remember, don't know who. God loves you just as much as he loves that person that can speak from one end of the Bible to the other end.
Amen. Amen.
He loves you just as much.
Amen.
Don't let them throw them scriptures in your face and up and down your back and think they're whooping you and all that there. God still loves you.
You know, I can promise you, I can read it in the Bible. I can read it 4 or 5 times. But a lot of times I do not retain it. So I have to constantly write my things out. I'm constantly writing my sermons or writing scriptures, trying to write them again to help me to retain them. I can tell you it's in the Bible. I can maybe punch it in the book. Is it? But I get messed up on those scriptures and the chapters. I'm not a Bible scholar. God didn't tell me I need to be a Bible scholar. All I need to do is take what God gives me, write it down, put it together the way God wants me to put it together, and give it to you. We love you. In the closing, have any last words?
Just remember this, is that just like you go out there on Saturday night and do and mess up, that's the person that can recite the Bible from verse to verse, page to page, go out there on Saturday night, he don't have no more Sunday morning than you have when you come down to God.
Amen. We love you.
We love you.